This is divisive.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, that's true. But it's always derivative.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
Awesome!
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle and picking somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of
better. This is extremely derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Original, uninspired.
Yeah, I'm derivative as hell.
Welcome to Derivative. It's Jerry, and we have another wonderful episode today. I wanted to start, so I've got a bunch of new songs to sing. They're mostly garbage. So before we listen to those, I wanted to start today by showcasing what is, I think, a great template for a jingle. John Fitzpatrick recently recorded Legal Tender, a parody of Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley. And it is 8 lines. It is 57 seconds. It tells a story. It has clever rhymes. It's just a perfect jingle. So I wanted to play that here up front so that you could appreciate what a jingle should be before we kind of get to all the rest of it. So here, without further ado, is John Fitzpatrick with Legal Tender.
Legal Tender, cash so sweet, I'll never let you go. But when I'm parking on the street, I hit my tech plateau. Legal Tender, I'll stay true. No app will pay my bill. So parking tickets, they accrue, and they always will.
I feel like a comedian standing in a comedy club watching somebody else's act. I mean, if you've done this for a long time, you can appreciate how seemingly simple that is, but just so well constructed. Even the recording, I'm curious, it sounds like John recorded it in his bathroom. The audio quality is so bad, but if you've heard the Elvis Presley version, it has a lot of peaking and a lot of hissing as well. I don't know the time period Elvis recorded it in or how that process happened, but John mimics that pretty well in addition to the accent and the style and everything else. Just perfect. I was just so happy to hear that and to see that. One of the challenges I've had recording this podcast, as you'll hear today, is without as much content as there once was. You know, there's ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys of TK jingles and little songs. I have to gild the lily, so to speak. I think that's the expression I want to use, to keep these songs out there, keep this whole thing going with the hopes that it will continue and we'll have jingle fests and podcasts and all this great fun stuff. But you need to have content out there to keep folks excited and enjoying this and keep it relevant. So I've been struggling to do that, just trying to keep after it every couple of weeks, getting new stuff out there. And so to have somebody else at the top of their game essentially doing that as well is just really encouraging to me. I'm glad that John is still doing this, even though he wasn't able to join us for the last Jingle Fest. Hopefully, you know, he'll be back in the game at some point down the road. So then on to other content for the day. Let's see, what do we got here? So I wanted to play a few songs up front. These were ideas from the ideas page. Let me pull that up here real quick. Some real-time editing, I guess. So Bill Pitcher had submitted an idea for I Brought a Crust, which is a parody of A Matter of Trust, and contacted me and asked if I was interested in doing it. This actually was a hand-me-down because I think he contacted Sean Morrissey first, and Sean said no, and we'll get to more of that later. But this idea I thought was really good, and I wanted to change the lyrics a little bit. And unfortunately for Bill, I think I kind of rewrote everything. I hope there's a few remnants of the original piece in here, but I ripped off his idea and twisted it around and made it into what you're about to hear here. So this is my parody of A Matter of Trust about bringing a crust to the World Series, inspired by a wonderful idea by Bill Pitcher in Quarryville, Pennsylvania, formerly the New York Adirondacks.
Watched every game of this night.
For game three, I came with my son. And right away, the Astros scored a few runs. My son asked Dad, can I get you a beer? Or how about something to eat? I can bring it back here. I wink, then I smile, then I shrug. And say, don't worry, Michael, I brought a crust. I brought a crust. Oh, yeah. Don't you worry, Michael, I brought a crust. I brought a crust.
So again, that was Bill Pitcher's great idea to sing about crust, a matter of trust. He also sent me another great idea he's working on, a parody of Turn the Page about trust in the gauge. And when he told me that, that inspired some other things about a matter of trust. So wait a minute, matter of trust, gauge, and trust. I should use this song again to do something about trusting the gauge. So here's that same terrible Billy Joel song again about trusting your gas gauge.
You get scared that your car will tumble down through the air. On the highway you could run out of gas. At half a tank you're not sure quite how long that will last. So you pull into the Shell in disgust, 'cause the gas gauge isn't one that you trust. Not one you trust. Oh no, oh you know that's not a gauge that you trust. Not a gauge that you trust.
I have listened to every Billy Joel song 100 times at least. I have them all memorized. And that, maybe with the exception of The Entertainer, is, in my opinion, his worst single ever. I just think it's such an obnoxious and annoying song. So in that spirit, I actually recorded a matter of trust a short time ago about putting cash in a trust. So why don't we just listen? Let's complete the matter of trust trilogy with this replay here about putting all of Tony's cash in a trust.
Some kids, man, they get all the breaks. Their parents earn and they scrimp and they plan and they save. So their children don't have to work. But that's not for me, 'cause Dad is a jerk. It's hard watching my old man spend. He bought a pony, now he's thinking of buying a jet. I'll smile and nod if I must, then put his cash in a trust. You can't buy a restaurant anytime that you want. You still so for God's sake, save me some, Dad. One day I'll put my dad in a home. Until then I'll have to fight his estate for control. I'll lock him up if I must, after I put all of his cash in a trust. Put his cash in a trust.
Wasn't that great? Now, the fourth time I recorded A Matter of Trust was a little bit different. just kidding. I'm not going to do it a fourth time. Let's do an ad read.
You're listening to Derivative.
Hey, everyone. Disney has a great new digital service coming your way this fall. In fact, it just debuted a few days ago. That's right. I'm here to tell you about Disney Minus. Disney Minus features all of the afterthought projects that we are contractually obligated to release, but don't really want to. So the first big project from Disney Minus, from the producers of Boss Baby, comes the next great animated feature, Teenager Baby. So this has all the things you love about Boss Baby. They're still there. Naked babies, diapers, Alec Baldwin, I think. Only this time, the baby's a teenager. Here's a clip.
Diarrhea.
Wow, that sounds just as well written and hilarious as the first Boss Baby film. I'll bet We're going to release a third one of these, aren't we? Oh, sure enough, I am being handed a press release here. If you love Teenager Baby, 2020 brings you the 40-year-old baby. Wow. In this brand new, all-original movie, the baby's all grown up and he gets into all kinds of hilarious sexual adventures. Man, that sounds great. Oh, and it looks like this isn't just a trilogy, it's a quadrilogy with a fourth film in the series coming in 2021. I don't have much info on this one, just the title, Grandpa Baby, A Return to Pooping. Wow, that sounds brilliant. If you are a fan of the Baby franchise, subscribe to Disney Minus. It's free. Disney Minus, it's free for a reason.
You're listening to Derivative.
Okay, so earlier I mentioned that Bill Pitcher had contacted Sean Morrissey to record A Matter of Trust, and Sean rejected it because he did not know the Billy Joel song that it was based on and suggested they come to me. I also had approached Sean a short time ago. So this is going to be a bit of a story here. I'll try to keep it short. But as you may know, I'm not a big fan of the golf talk on this show, and it's something that I have opined about ad nauseum on this podcast and other places. And I was amazed when recently the golf talk reached an entirely new level of private school golf talk, talking about not just PGA tours and public figures and such, but Michael coaching a private golf tournament and all the things that went along with that. And I'm sure many folks were delighted by that story, but it took the golf talk to a whole new level for me. And, it popped into my head that we should do a parody of Beauty School Dropout with private school golf talk. But I'm not a big Grease fan, not a big Frankie Avalon fan. I thought Sean probably that would be in a strike zone and contacted him. Unfortunately, I also contacted Mike Burke, Virginia, who has a brilliant wit and a very acerbic take on many of these things and can really hone in on that nasty vibe I was going for about private school golf talk. So Mike wrote some lyrics and they were so harsh that Sean said, no, I can't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm out. You're on your own. So I've been sitting on that for a couple of weeks. I mean, Mike wrote a great parody and I wanted to record it. But one of the problems that I have with this controversial podcast and these songs is that sometimes when I'm channeling the spirit of something, like I'll record an idea about somebody, you know, ripping on somebody or whatever, folks misinterpret it to think that I'm being mean or I'm, I don't know, somehow putting somebody down or you know, trying to hurt their feelings. And for the most part, I'm really not trying to do that. If the joke is there, I want to take the joke to its logical conclusion. And sometimes that means being sarcastic or rude or whatever. And, you know, I understand that can tick some people off. I remember when I did some Saliza jokes a couple of years ago that people were contacting me via email and on Twitter, basically saying they were unsubscribing from the podcast because I was so mean to Chris. And then I was getting these direct emails and messages from Chris and Mark and everybody else like, hey, back off. It was never that. I mean, I really, as much as Saliza annoys me or whatever, he's just a dude. I don't mean anything personally by it. But I understand that people can take it that way. So I wanted to have that long caveat here to say that I did record the song. I made a bunch of changes to soften it. I tried to make it less direct and personal and hopefully added enough humor and sarcasm and interesting twists and turns in here that even if you found that private school golf talk to be the most compelling segment of the past 20 years, you can still sympathize with the voice of this jingle. So here is now, in this episode, the second of Sean Morrissey's castaways of private school golf talk, all about that wonderful segment focusing on a private school golf tournament.
Your story's dull to tell, and yet you are compelled. Your dad says, please tell everyone about golf. I really cannot take this, and I never thought I would say this, but I'd rather hear Saliza for a while. Private school golf talk, a
bunch of kids, I guess you coach. Private school golf talk. Unwanted content to encroach. You're droning on about a putt and how the shots were soaring. Potomac school just kicked your ass and you still made it boring. Sonny, stop talking.
Sonny, stop talking.
Each word is lighting up the board. Littles are walking.
Littles are walking.
No, they're not angry, they're just bored. You're great at selling underwear and trolling the cesspool. Turn off your microphone, that's enough about high school. Private school golf talk.
Private school golf talk.
What the hell happened to this show? Private school golf talk.
Private school golf talk.
What are we doing out here, man? I don't know. Well, this isn't adding anything. Subtraction by addition. The Golf Channel is listening. Did you pass the audition? Sonny, don't blow it. Golf talk is always a black hole, stealing my joy. I mean, it really takes a toll. It's time to take a podcast break before I lose my mind. If I hear any more golf talk, I might die. Private school golf talk, talking about high school. Private school golf talk, talking about high school. Private school golf talk.
So, constant listener, I hope you're enjoying this show. It costs about $10 or so of karaoke tracks to make, pretty inexpensive, but your support is appreciated through the various channels that I've mentioned before, Patreon or the store or something like that. I also have a new free offering up on the YouTube. I have a Little Songs channel where I've put about a dozen lyric videos of some of my favorite little songs from the past few years. For now, these are just mine. This is something I'm trying out to see if people respond to it in this slightly alternate format. I have subscribed to the YouTube premium thing. I find that I really enjoy listening to YouTube videos when I'm at the gym or something with the screen off, and you have to have that feature in order to do that. So if you listen to YouTube videos or something, you can find me, Little Songs. I think it's in my Twitter profile. You probably can just look on YouTube for Mr. Avocado or I Will Survive I-95 or one of the other jingles that I put up there. Let me know what you think. Subscribe to that. Check it out. It's ad-free. I've made sure not to monetize any of that stuff. It's just another way of you being able to enjoy these jingles maybe in a different format. So check it out. Tell me what you think. If there's a song you want to hear that I've done or somebody else has done, ask me to do it, ask them to do it. I'll try to put it up there.
Derivative, remixing other people's ideas for profit and fame.
Disney Minus is taking the world by storm, everybody. And everyone knows that the star of Disney's Last Jedi was the ace pilot, the poet with the blaster, that's right, the master codebreaker. Just like Boba Fett before him, the Master Codebreaker character had maybe one or two lines in the whole movie. But unlike Boba Fett, Disney didn't even feel it was important enough to give this character a name. It's awesome, right? I mean, anyway, ever since The Last Jedi was released, Star Wars fans have asked, hey, who's the Master Codebreaker's lady friend? Well, ask and you shall receive, Star Wars fans. This November, we're bringing you a 13-episode drama that tells the origin story of the woman who was seen gambling with the Master Codebreaker on Canto Bight. That's right, tune in to learn never-before-revealed secrets about this vitally important Star Wars character, like where she bought that dress, her childhood as a red plum bloom farmer, and, you know, we probably won't even reveal her name. We gotta save some things for season two. So this fall, turn into the Master Codebreaker's female friend on Disney Minus. Remember, Disney Minus, it's free for a reason.
You've waited patiently on the line. Or maybe you just forgot to call this
That was Jesse West, who's recorded, I don't know, maybe half a dozen jingles or so thus far and has yet to be played on Tony's show, so I thought I'd feature him here. Go check him out at littlesongs.net. Leave some feedback. A lot of great tunes up there. It's so hard to break through. I've gone 3 or 4 months without, probably even longer in the last couple of years, without having a song on the show. The process, you know, is very arbitrary. It's not personal. It's just the random way they do these things. So speaking of Jesse, he and I, when he was talking about the gauge and all that stuff, and then Bill with the talk of change, all these different ideas coming in there really helped me put this episode together today. So I actually recorded two other songs that I wrote rather spur of the moment just for this show. And hopefully one of these is good. My theory is, you know, just flood the zone with stuff and then eventually maybe something will pan out. So those guys had those good ideas. And then, DRN001, Doug Newkirk, had a wonderful idea about saving change as well, set to Hide Your Love Away. So all that stuff swirling, these three different folks contributing ideas at Little Songs in the past week, led to the three songs I'm going to play you here. The first is my take on that. You got to hide your love away about change. Then the next one, this is a song just thinking about change. I wish I had more time, like this was an actual job, to work on this stuff, because I think that there's some interesting poetry you could do about Tony not wanting to use credit cards and wanting to rely on change, and also the pace of change of technology and of society. Like, that word is a very interesting pivot point, double meaning that could be incorporated into the right song. So I didn't really do that. I did choose a song that is about change, The Wind of Change, or Wind of Change, I think it's called, by the Scorpions, or just Scorpions, and then a parody of Sam Cooke, Chain Gang, about guy carrying change around and making a lot of noise. So here are three songs about that. I think these turned out okay. Not nearly as good as maybe that Fitzpatrick song from earlier, but better than, I don't know, something Sean Morrissey might have recorded. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this.
There he stands with phone in hand, but he's not making calls. He's cursing at his parking app. He's angry, old and bald. Credit card, no, that's too hard. No room in his billfold. They'll ticket him once again, 'cause he forgot his quarter roll. Hey, you've got to bring change every day. Hey, or maybe just pay to valet. His Beamer's pulling in, and much to his chagrin, the meters only take Park Mobile. The Boomer starts to swear, 'cause he was not prepared. He only brought a bag of change. So children from the sorrow go away with your change. All day long he works so hard till his back and four legs ache. He's working on the TV and internet and wearing a cape. He says hello walk by, but all you hear is nickels and dimes. That's the sound of a man carrying his change bag. That's the sound of a man carrying his change bag. He's complaining
Did somebody say change?
I ate a plate of garlic and onion falafel. Now I need to do something cause my breath is awful. There's a gumball machine over there in the corner, but all I've got is bills when I really need a quarter. Guess I'm gonna need change. I'm gonna need change for this one. Where can I get change? I can't seem to find no one. Hey buddy, got change? I wanna buy some gum. Don't need four quarters. At this point I take just one. Try to find some change while the gumballs taunt me.
All right, folks, you all know by now that Disney Minus is a wonderful service. I have one more ad read here to share with you. From the creators of Wanda/Vision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier comes another great Disney mashup, Peter Parker Posey. Not even we know what the hell this one's about, but in our rush to bring every named actor in Hollywood into the MCU, we accidentally signed Parker Posey to a 7-picture deal. Oopsie! Don't worry, though. This November, our loss is your gain. Maybe Parker Posey is the new Spider-Woman, or maybe she's Aunt May's clone. Can't say anymore because I don't want to give too much away. Also, I can't say anymore because we haven't written this one yet. Better get on that one, writers. Anyway, it premieres in less than a month. So don't forget, friends, this November, subscribe to Disney Minus. It's free for a reason.
Enjoying the show? You have terrible taste.
Speaking of taste, if you'd like to put some good taste on your mouth, head on over to littlesongs.net/store and check out our newest product, Tree Frog Lip Balm. This is a serious thing. Tree Frog Lip Balm is the fix for chapped lips. It comes in one flavor, Malibu. Here is the product description. Tree Frog Lip Balm. Whether your lips are chapped from the cold weather or from kissing too much ass, you can restore youth and vitality with our specially formulated Malibu flavor lip balm. Show the world that your elite education was worth the cost by making the smart choice this season and loading up on Tree Frog Lip Balm. Whether you're preparing for an appearance on CNN or standing online for tickets to the next Coldplay show, Tree Frog is your go-to solution for healthy lips. When others want to smack your face, but you just want to smack your lips, Tree Frog is the choice for you. So that may have sounded ridiculous, but that is a real product. I'm always looking for ways to have some fun and give out rewards to patrons and such. So that's something that's free that's going out in the mail to those folks. If you'd like to buy one as a throw-in for a shirt or something down the road, I've got plenty of them. They'll be coming here in the next week or two. I really just like making silly stuff for this podcast and stuff. You know, I let that ad copy there. I really should have just written for The Onion or something. All these fake commercials and parodies and stupid things. I have more fun doing this than anything else. But then I'd probably be living in a small apartment somewhere all by myself. So I think things turned out okay. I'm glad that we can share this little moment here, but then I can go do some, you know, real stuff and actually be able to provide for my children instead of just having them, you know, share a bed with me or live on the streets as a starving artist. So I think that's about it for this show. Let me just check the old derivative podcast notes, make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Mention the YouTube videos. Please check that out. I will be posting some of these songs to littlesongs.net. If you haven't noticed, I've been trying to share it all here because it's really just a big brain dump of that day or the previous 2 days leading up to a recording of whatever I happen to be working on. A lot of this stuff, I look back and say, oh, I'm not sure that's really share-worthy, so I withhold it. Things that I think are good, I'll post on the website or as bonus material elsewhere. So keep an eye out on littlesongs.net for some of these songs coming over the next few weeks. I'll be back here soon. We got Thanksgiving holiday coming up in a couple of weeks, so I'll try to get one more show in before I hit the road for that. And thank you for listening. You can always email me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you think of the show, if there's something you want to hear more of or less of. I had a great time doing today's show, so I hope to be back soon. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for subscribing, and tell all your friends. Not to listen because they'll probably be confused, terrified, or bored.
I used to listen daily. Mr. Tony's show was central to my life. But I haven't heard much lately. Now I spend most of my weeknights with my wife. I'm helping out with housework and the kids. I'm even learning Spanish. I found a reason to read and to give my time to charity. A reason to turn the show off. And the reason is golf.
Michael Wilbon will be on the show later in the show. This is the Open. We have the A-team here. We have SG3, Gary Braun, and we have Chris Saliza. Michael Kornheiser is here. Nigel is running the board.
Standing on the shoulders of giants leaves me cold. Leaves me cold.
Okay, we need some time. You got any more?